Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is World Form Zen Fighting Champion John Chung, and you're listening to the AMAA Legends and Pioneers Radio Blog Show with Professor Gary Lee and the Sport Karate Museum Archives, protecting the history, one warrior at a time. Enjoy.
Well, thank you, John Chung, my old friend from many years ago. Happy New Year, everybody. Aloha and much mahalo. This is Professor Gary Lee, and I want to thank you for allowing us to be in your home for the past 6 years and going on 7 years. And before we get started, I'd like to bring on my producer, who's been with me for 6 years and put me on the air, Hachi Bowen. Are you there, sir?
I am, sir. I am, and congratulations. You're correct. Now, we're going into
Happy New Year.
Seven,
Happy
hard
New Year.
To believe. Yes. Happy New Year to
Happy
you.
Happy New Year. Well, I'm so proud of you and what you've done for all of us this year. Tell us what's going on with the AMAA Alliance thing that you're doing. What's going on, sir?
Okay. Well, sir, you know, we're wrapping up a great year. You know, we've had a chance to meet and work with great people, you know, Sifu Goldberg. I know he's your guest tonight, and we're so grateful to him for supporting the things we've done with the AMAA. And, you know, we released the Action Martial Arts World History book this past year. You know, it's been just a great year. We launched our publishing company, and we were able to do those things because of the credibility, and we really worked hard to try to do a good job, but the credibility, you know, from the Action Martial Arts Hall of Honors and from the other organization, Lawrence Arthur's organization, that gave us those recognitions and gave us the opportunity to be able to do some great things. Grandmaster Norris, all the guys, Grandmaster Corley and Smith and Toby Milroy and all those people that really supported us to make sure that we didn't fail. So it's really great when you're working with people that have your interests at heart and they're there to help you, support you, you know, people like yourself. So it's really been great, sir. You know, 7 years ago, we didn't even conceive what we're doing now. In fact, we did not look 7 years in the future. We were just sort of doing some things, and you know, I'm really glad we did a lot of things right. And our show to be on tonight is that we've done a lot of things right. So we're moving to that second generation of what we're doing. We're starting now to certify people to become blog radio hosts. Willie the Bam Johnson is going to be starting his show next week. We're bringing people on and using our platform to help elevate the martial arts, especially from this mental concept. You know, we hear in the news all the time about all the mental things that's happening with our communities, with the business leaders. You know, how many things mentally are going on that's really affecting people. So we're introducing a free course you can sign up for this week, and it's called The Power to Harness Your Mind. It's about visualization. When you have so many things going on, you become blind to what's going on in your life. And so this program is designed to build confidence, put a new image in your mind, see, believe that you can achieve and succeed no matter what the economy is. So this year our focus is on personal development from the inside out. You know, we're going to have those people talking about technique, punch, and kick. But, you know, we have a ton of stuff. Right now I've just run some advertisements to hire people. So if anyone out there is looking for an opportunity, you've got social media skills, you have management skills, and you're looking for a job, then give me a call. We're now hiring people to help us advance what we're doing in the martial arts. But I just want to say, you know, Happy New Year. It's been great. Thank you and all the other martial artists that have believed in us and that has helped us to be able to get to this point in everything that we're doing. So, hey, sir, thank you.
No, thank you. Thank you. And thank you to Willie the Bam Johnson, and, of course, Karen Eden Herdman, and, of course, Gwen, of course, your lovely wife, for being a part of the network. And we're excited to have Willie the Bam Johnson. He was a great competitor, and I remember him just really winning tournament after tournament after tournament. And I'm sure he's got some great insight. So welcome, Willie. I really appreciate that. And thank you, Auntie Bowen. I really mean that from the heart. I wish you a merry Christmas is over with, but Happy New Year. Happy New Year. I mean that
same
from the heart.
You, same to you. Yes, sir.
Thank you. And we've got a great year looking ahead. Our year number 7. I'm excited. I'm kind of nervous too because I've got some great people on the show tonight. A hero. Well, actually, both of them are my heroes. But before I do that, I want to introduce my co-host, the one and only, the Wolverine. Dean, are you there?
Oh, yeah, I'm here, sir.
Okay, don't leave me yet, because you're going to meet your other co-host, the one and only A.J. Perry, my buddy from Cleveland, Ohio. A.J., are you there?
How are you, Gary?
Good. Happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, it means a lot. Now, I know that we might lose Dean a little bit later. But golly, Dean, tell me what's going on with the coward.
Well, you know, Samuel, just like you said a minute ago, it's hurry up and wait. But we do have, we have been putting together a lot of crew and getting stuff like that ready and getting together, you know, some of the equipment and different things like that that we need. You know, talked to Dan Stever the other day. Everybody's still excited.
Good.
Like I say, we'll get back right after the first of the year. When all this craziness stops doing the reads, but all our people, AJ can attest to this, that got on the reads. I mean, if you hear the reads and the storyline for the coward, I mean, it's got a good story. A lot of people think, it's a martial arts movie. With
Wolverine,
it's got a great story and the actors are great. So that's the main thing.
Wolverine, listen, I got a hero of mine and a hero of yours on the special show tonight. And I want you to say hello to him before you leave. Mr. Goldberg, are you there?
Oh, okay. I was wondering who the hero was.
Oh, you are. But I got a special surprise guest for you. Listen, I got a special surprise guest. He's calling from California. He's our buddy. He's our buddy from China by way of Hawaii, the one and only Eric Lee. Say hello to Alan, Eric.
Hello. Happy New Year,
hello,
everybody.
How are you, guys?
I'm here.
How are you? Well, a friendly bunch of friends, so it's all cool.
Yes.
Well, I wanted to surprise you with Eric Lee. Now, Eric's got a special surprise for us a little bit later. He's going to sing for us. But, you know, Wolverine, before you got to leave us, you got anything you want to ask Alan before I introduce him physically?
Oh no, I don't need to ask him anything. I may call you later, Mr. Goldberg, over some of this movie stuff because I know you got a lot of stuff that you do with that. You know, because this COVID stuff, the way they're redoing everything, it's got everything crazy. So I may call you and get your expertise. You know, you've been doing that longer than I have. But no, I mean, yeah, I'm just excited to hear what he's got to say, and I'm gonna try to hang on as long as I can before I have to jump off and do some Patriot stuff. But you know, I'm going to try to keep everybody in my ear because I like to hear the shows, you know, when we got great guests on and tonight's a great show.
Wolverine, let me tell you something. Mr. Goldberg's been a hero of mine for over 20 years. I remember in the back of a point that we were at, I think it was Michael DePasquale's roast we were doing it. I actually saw Mr. Goldberg with his hands and his Wing Chun expertise. And I realized then he wasn't just a great producer, but he could back up what he taught. Now, Mr. Goldberg, I know you – okay, let me ask you a question right off the bat. Golly bum, when you had the vision after you, I guess, gotten out of the – well, you're back with the magazine now, I know. But you had the vision of the Action Martial Arts, you know, Hall of Honors. How did you come up with that? What was your vision, sir?
Well, it's a very simple story. We, you know, had the magazine going, and we couldn't afford it. And, you know, every time we put it out, we're putting out $10,000-$20,000, and advertising wasn't cut it. So I said, hey, let me try to run some events and put the money up. And believe it or not, it still took me 11 years to even make any money with the event. But we persevered and we kept pushing it. And with the help of many friends, you know, I always say it's not my event. It's everyone that comes and helps and, you know, even just, you know, even thinks about helping us in any way. Just like you're doing right now, just by talking about it. We love to help ourselves,
well,
you know, help other people.
Mr. Goldberg,
too.
Let me say
so
something right off the bat, sir, please, because I want to say this. You really are. When I say you're a hero, you are my hero. Because I've done the ledges now for, golly bum, almost 25 years now. And I remember watching you in the beginning days of the Action Martial Arts Extravaganza that you put on. And I copycat a lot of what you did. So, you know, you're an example for a lot of people that promoted it across America. But to me personally, you've helped me a lot. So I want to say thank you on the air publicly.
My pleasure. And that's my job also, to help my friends. So I never have a
problem. Now, let's talk about Wing Chun a little bit. You actually trained with Jason Lau. Now, how long have you been training in Wing Chun?
Actually, I've been with Sifu Lau now almost 48 years. We actually met, and we've been very close, and I actually moved into the temple. I lived there for almost 6 years with him. So my Wing Chun career was a little different than other people. I was doing Wing Chun goddamn day and night. And I never changed it. It was the greatest thing I've ever done.
Now, our special super surprise guest for tonight, Eric, who has been my friend for over 40 years. Now, Eric, you don't do Wing Chun. What style of Kung Fu do you do?
I did Wing Chun, actually. I 40 years ago, all these teachers was doing Wing Chun, but they don't get along. Now they get along, and I told them, I actually trained with a guy named the Sifu named Leung Sheng in Hong Kong, but I didn't, I didn't want to teach the style because everybody in 40, 50 years ago, they were fighting, but everybody very friendly now. So I decided to do other things. You know, I train everything I can find. I train. I like to learn. To me, it's all martial art. To me, it's all family. And we have different kind of movements.
I got a question, Eric. Listen, I got some really serious questions that people have asked me to ask. Okay, now, Alan and Eric, have you guys ever did Chi Sao or, you know, sticky hands with each other? Or have you ever
done I have crazy glue. I use that.
Yeah, we've never done, and it's a funny thing. There's a respect factor that many instructors have between each other that we just don't touch hands because no one wants to show the other guy up, vice versa, and it's a respect factor.
Yes, sir.
Because it's a close quarter situation, two trained people could hurt each other very easily. So we always have that respect and that love of each other that, you know, we don't do it. We beat up the students of that.
Okay, I understand. Now, let me ask you guys a question because I'm going to ask Alan first. Now, you're from the Bronx, from New York City, and you've been around forever, and you remember a lot of the people that goes back to the 70s and 60s even. But I'm going to ask you, Alan, now, the time I spent in New York in the early 70s, with Tadashi Nakamura and the Tong Dojo guys, how strong was karate back in the 70s compared to the karate now in the 90s? Was it stronger?
It was different because the type of martial arts in New York, I don't mean this in a bad way, but we called a lot of what happened was ghetto martial arts because schools were not, you know, like they are now. A lot of times it would be in a church basement or someone's home in the basement, so on and so forth. So the martial arts was a lot different. And you said Tong Dojo. I was training with George Cofield, who's one of the originators.
Mr. Cofield,
beforehand.
Do you remember Errol Bennett and Frank Nino and those guys?
Sure.
How about Mr. LaPuppet, of course, Thomas LaPuppet, the first black man in the Black Belt Magazine Hall of Fame. How about, I'm going to throw a name at you. How about Mr. Golly Bum? Was Franklin or the gentleman, the black inner city kids in Harlem? What was his name? Franklin or Frankler? Forgot. Golly Bum.
Frank Hamilton.
That's him.
Oh, yeah,
Mr. Hamilton.
Yeah, Fred Hamilton.
I remember one day I was running with my old friend who's gone now, William Oliver, and we were running, and he said, "Listen, I want to run by my principal, Mr. Hamilton." He taught everybody he worked with kids. But do you remember Mr. Gollybum? You remember William? Alan, do you remember William Oliver?
Oh, very well. Yeah, before he passed away, we had lunch together about a month beforehand.
What a great guy. And
gentleman.
Yeah. Do you remember Tadashi Nakamura in the Manhattan Kyokushin Dojo? Yes, sir.
Hey, Gary. 100%.
Hey, AJ.
I got one to run by him. Tiger Kim.
Oh, yeah.
Tiger Kim.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
He was a legend.
Yeah.
That's my Yankee friend from Cleveland, Ohio, AJ Perry. Have you ever met AJ?
I know AJ.
Before?
Of course I know.
Oh, we
AJ.
Met, sure.
Okay, sure. Cool.
Great guy.
We're throwing some good names at you, brother. Do you remember Hawk Frazier?
Another brother.
Sure. Yes, yes.
Wow. A lot of New York animals, man. How about the Gollybum? Louis Negroes,
Louis
still here.
I just spoke to Lou about a week ago.
Wow. Louis was a great fighter. I mean, that's some great fights. That reminds me of one of the great promoters of New York. I'm sure you're friends with him in the past. Rest in peace, Aaron Banks.
Sure.
You know him pretty well? Yeah.
Very well.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. I knew that Mr. Banks promoted a lot of events in the 60s and 70s. He was well known, but your name, Alan Goldberg, is magic to performers who are around the New York City. I don't want to say that because people now, when they say New York or they say the area of where you do,
never,
they say Alan Goldberg.
The event.
Well, my main thing, I always try to help everybody. So, you know, you're trying to build up friends. I give you an instance, even on Facebook. I took my birthday down, and I still had 800 people contact me. So, you know, you kind of get a little popularity when you're doing events and you're trying to help people. So,
well, listen, I've got a special surprise for you. The young Chinese friend from California, Eric Lee.
Postura, la alineación estructural interna, la relajación, la intención y el enfoque de la mente. El desarrollo
de
las
energías. Punta
put. I hear it, but not from my end. I'm in a basement room.
That's me, Professor. I was practicing. I was practicing my voice.
Oh, you sound great.
Speaking of voice, I got a special surprise for Alan. Eric, will you sing for us, please?
Okay, Sipu, is that okay? I'm going to
instead
of singing, because we are on the radio, I'm going
to
play the song I recorded.
I'm going to mute you if it's terrible. You understand that, Eric? We're going to all mute you.
Have faith in them. Have faith.
Here we go.
For you, Alan.
Originally from Elvis Presley.
There must be lights burning brighter somewhere. How to leave us flying higher in a sky more blue. If I can dream of a better land where all my problems
Thank you.
Eric Lee sucks. He cannot sing. Get out of here.
Oh, great. Great
it's
job.
Okay with me.
Great job.
Yeah,
thank
people,
you,
Alan, Eric, God bless you. God bless you. Alan, I surprised you tonight with my New Year's show. And I thought
New
I
Year.
Eric and Eric.
That was great.
A New Year.
Fact, Eric had sent,
speaking of New Year.
At my event a couple of years ago.
Yeah, that's it. Let's talk about your event. What's going on with your event? Are you
well, unfortunately,
this year?
Yeah,
what's going on?
We should be coming up this next couple of weeks from now, but of course the COVID knocked us out. The hotel told me I was only allowed to have 25 people at my dinner. So
wow,
excuse me. But you know, we're planning for 2022. I've got a lot of great things that, you know, talking to people about. You know, I still speak to everyone. I spoke to Carrie Tagawa today. I was speaking to Chuck Zito. Don, I just spoke to on Facebook. You know, everyone still want to come and be there. It's the type of event that we've built to the point where people want to be there every year. So we always get a wonderful week, close to 4,000 people last year. So, you know, we're looking at another big
Carrie year. Tagawa. He's from Mortal Kombat, the movie's Mortal
yep.
Kombat. How's he doing? Is he
good.
Living in Hawaii
fact,
or Japan
was,
or California?
He was a little he's in California now. He was a little under weather for a while, and he's back on top again. He's doing some work for Netflix. He's doing some voiceovers, and he's doing great. So, you know, I'm happy he's working, and like a lot of people are not working in the industry, so if they get a little thing for voiceovers, carries them through until their acting career starts again.
Yes, sir. Well, yeah. Mr. Tagawa, I got to hang out with him a little bit with Ted Tabura in Las Vegas at Art Camacho Star Bash. And he's a great
mm-hmm.
guy. Now, you mentioned
oh, yeah.
another guy, Chuck Vito. Now, Chuck Vito
yeah.
has been your friend for many years.
Yeah.
Now, he's a bad
Chuck.
Dude. He's not only
Chuck
martial
was,
artist, he's a movie star.
Well, Chuck was also the president of Hell's Angels, New York chapter.
Yeah, let's throw that in, too.
Many years. And Chuck is probably one of the toughest guys I ever met. But one of the nicest guys. And
well,
Chuck and I got very close.
Let me ask you a question and you confirm it. I heard a rumor that he confronted Jean-Claude Van Damme in the bathroom.
Oh, he beat the crap out. He beat the crap out of Jean-Claude Van Damme.
In the bathroom? Was that
it wasn't
in the bathroom?
No, actually, no, it wasn't in the bathroom. It started in the bathroom, but it went outside in the China Club, and he wound up just pummeling it.
Now, let me say this on the air. The president, the ex-president of the Hells Angels of New York City, beat up Jean-Claude Van Damme in the parking lot. How cool was that?
I tell you truthfully, if you know, people hear that and they don't realize until they meet Chuck, and he's one of the most personal guys you want to meet. And just,
he's,
you know,
sweet guy.
Yes. He's had some hard times and some good times. So now, hopefully, everything with him will be, you know, back on target for 2021, and we wish him luck.
Yeah, I can't get by tonight without mentioning your host and my dear friend, who, by the way, before his dad passed away, he promoted me my 9th Blue Belt in Jiu-Jitsu. We're talking about Michael DePasquale Jr. How's he doing?
Good. I speak to him once a week, twice a week, and he's doing much better. They actually told him he wasn't going to walk again. I mean, it was that bad, his accident. And,
yeah, he called me,
wood.
And I was, yes. That's
not
tough.
Good. I mean, he's back on the mend. We've got some Chinese medicine guys coming in, working with him, herbs and stuff, plus his regular doctors. And we're looking. I told him, I says, you can't leave me now. You can't sit down and not do anything because, hey, we're going to have next year's event. You got to be up there. You know, he's my announcer.
That's right.
For my event.
Now, he's
so,
been your host for many years, hasn't he? He's been your host for many years. Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool. Now, you know, I got to ask you, Ms. Goldberg, because, you know, this is really special because you've been on my show, beginning show every year for the past 6 years. And I'm so proud of that. But one of the things I wanted to ask you was, you know, you've been around a lot of tough people in the Brooklyn era. Has anybody actually came in your quoon and challenged you or see if you were really the real deal? Have you ever had anybody actually do that?
I've had that. And actually, after they've done that, they actually became my students. That's how I'll say it.
And I mean,
I'm not exaggerating it. I've had three guys over the years that became my students. Now, something I will say, and I don't mind saying it, but, you know, I come from Brooklyn. I'm in Bensonhurst, which, as many people know, it's the home of organized crime. So I've met many people, and I've trained many people. And just last week, I've got a painting in the mail from a student of mine, and people will look it up on YouTube. His name is Tommy Karate Patera. Okay. He became an artist while he's been in jail. He's in there like 16 consecutive life sentences, but he's in jail now, and he's an artist. And I was lucky enough, he sent me one of his paintings. So, you know, right now it's not worth too much, but you never know in the future. But Tommy and I were very close. I was never involved in his organized crime, you know, part of his life. But as a martial artist, and I was his instructor, we became very close. And when he got involved, he just told me stay away. So I always.
Oh, I got to ask you also, because you remember Murderers Row back in the 60s and 70s, those guys, and with Ronald Duncan. I recently, a couple of years ago, I received his Honchi Red Black Belt and his certificate that was given to me by one of the guys in Murderers Row, Rick Wingerton. Okay, whoever's got the background noise, need to kill it, please. Put it on mute. Please be aware of us. We're live radio. Please, thank you. Kill that background noise.
This is starting to be an epidemic worse than COVID.
They can hear you.
Not killing, they're muting. Anyway, Alex, remember Ronald Duncan?
Very well. I'm still close with his sons. Very close.
Yes. Good people. Now, seriously, Ronald was one of the first actual ninjas that actually portrayed his art on Madison Square Garden, and it was really cool. Now, have you ever been involved with people who were eccentric martial artists who did exotic martial arts like ninjutsu or anything?
Well, as I said, I'm from Brooklyn, so I knew them all. I knew Ronald very well. We got very friendly. Even in his last couple of years of being in life, we even got closer. And, you know, I knew guys like Moses Powell. I kind of knew them all. So,
one thumb finger on Moses Powell. Yeah.
I was honored to just be friends with him. You know, these were people. Matter of fact, I have a podcast. I had Ron Van Cleef on last week, or 2 weeks ago. And
right.
I know
he lives
Ron,
in Hawaii.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Black Dragon. Now he's known as the Black Dragon.
Someone should get on your show, too. He's got a wonderful, you know, array of stories. And Ron and I go back over 45 years. So we were around during the day when there was some wild stuff going on in the streets.
Hey, Eric, kill your kill your phone, your background. Eric Lee, kill your background noise.
No, it's not my background. I have no noise here.
Well, okay, there's only Wolverine, AJ, me, and Alan. So someone's going to kill the background noise.
I'm in my basement.
Not me, Gary.
Okay. Okay, I might have been a Yankee from Cleveland. It's not AJ?
Nah. No, it wasn't me.
I'm just kidding you.
It wasn't
Alan,
me.
Alan, now you say you know AJ Perry. You know he's a breaker. Did you know that?
Yeah, we were, I think it was got to be about 3 years ago. We hung out for the weekend up in the World Karate Union, and I was very impressed.
Cool.
Nice guy.
You,
guy.
What are some of the breakers that you've known in New York City? You know,
well,
you know,
I knew the master breaker, John Ron Jeter, and he was Richard Barathing. Some of the best, you know.
I remember Richard Barathing. He was the guy that, Bernathi, the guy that used to break the ice cubes on the stage.
Yep.
He was a bad dude, yeah.
I have a young friend.
So there were a lot of great breakers out of New York, New Jersey area.
Now, do you have break-in at your event? Because I know
First time last year we had a full tournament just breaking. Last year we had five tournaments, and this coming year, 2022, we should have a sixth. We have another group of wrestlers coming in, which will be on Sunday. And they're coming in with about 200.
Now, you did something crazy last year or a couple years ago. You had a marriage. William Gibbons had a marriage.
Can I teach you something?
Yep.
I was going to teach you something. If you don't stack them, you don't have to clean the bottom and the top.
Okay, someone's got to kill that, whoever that woman is.
If you put
you know what I think it is,
top,
though? I think it's just some type of airway from the telephone just tapping into
separate,
you.
Separate, so you just clean the front.
Yeah, I don't think they hear us
either. She's just talking away. She don't hear us, I guess.
You go like this, you don't stack them.
Yeah. That's funny. I'm sorry, Alan. You know,
no problem.
I don't know what to say.
No,
it's
problem.
Live radio. Okay. Well, don't go nowhere because I got to bring on Dr. Lee for a minute. And I'm bringing you back. We're going to play the Legends name game. That'd be fun. I'm going to hit you with some names, and you can talk about them in 2 minutes like a fight. And then you got to go to the next person. So don't go nowhere, okay? Thank you, sir.
Nope.
Okay, AJ, Wolverine, I'm going to bring on Dr. Lee. Dr. Lee, are you there?
Yes, sir. Good evening. How you doing?
Okay. Now,
how are you, Dr.
together
Lee?
With Rick Shanahan,
how are you doing?
You developed what we call the hologram experience. Now, I want you to explain that, and I'll tell about listeners how the museum is involved. Go ahead. Everybody, this is Dr. Reginald Lee. Now, he's a real doctor. He's on the front lines dealing with the COVID-19. And that reminds
wonderful.
Me, before I introduce Dr. Lee, I got to put a shout out to Daryl Laster and Judy Laster and Golly Bum, Lance England. They've all come down with COVID-19, and these are very, very important people of the museum, so put them in your prayers, please. Everybody, Dr. Reginald Lee and the Hologram Experience. Go ahead, sir.
Thank you, sir. I want to say a quick shout-out, hello to Eric Lee. Hope things are well in California. My partner, Richard Shanahan, my marketing director, Marie Shanahan, my developers and I are excited about Set VR. Self-defense enhancement training in virtual reality as a platform where one can practice their skills in self-defense whenever, wherever they want. The program is compact and portable. You can take it anywhere you travel, and even during a pandemic, as we have right now, you can continue to practice your skills in self-defense while practicing social distancing. With the Oculus Rift or Oculus Quest headset, you'll be transported to a virtual reality platform whereby a hologram will confront and attack you when you least expect it with random attacks. The important goal of Set VR is to have you to be able to neutralize an attack or a threat that is sudden, unpredictable, and random. You'll be able to practice to improve your skills in evasion through angular, linear, and circular movements to avoid and to place you in an opportunistic position as an advantage for neutralization as you practice to improve your skills in timing, speed, and accuracy as you develop what's called muscle memory, and subsequently my goal, to develop a reflex response to a threat or a stimulus to neutralize without hesitation. Develop a reflex response as you would do if you place your hand on a hot stove or a physician taps your knee and you create a knee jerk, a reflex response. This platform is a place whereby you can practice and utilize whatever you've been taught in your dojos, your katas and forms, in a program for application against a random attack, anytime, anywhere, when you want. We plan to have future updates in regard to multiple attackers, scenes in regard to home invasion, a barroom setting, and even in a war zone. SetVR will push you maximally to your limits in self-defense. We recently added updated our program with kicking, punching, and kicking combination and knife attacks. As you know, knife attacks up and very close can be very life-threatening. We plan to have future updates with random virtual matches. Say Professor Gary Lee can have matches with AJ Perry or the Wolverine or even with Eric Lee in different parts of the country or different parts of the world. You'll be able to have matches with each other, and you can learn from each other as you practice your skills in self-defense and neutralization. We've implemented our program with metrics that will record the number of sets of punches, number of blocks, number of evasions, whether you're right or left side dominant, and record the endurance and time spent in the experience. You'll be able to learn the importance to create a diversion when you grasp the attacker's arms or wrists to create a 1 to 3 second pause, a natural response, a window of opportunity for neutralization. Mm-hmm. We've also implemented a program of mindfulness, a program of stretching, meditation, and we'll also present you with your own personal yoga instructor. So please continue to follow our website at setvr.app. We will continue to update SetVR in the future to help you practice to maximize the application of self-defense when you want and where you want. We continue to be proud to endorse Professor Gary Lee and the Sports Karate Museum to be a future platform of his vision for the history portal. With that being said, Professor Gary Lee, can you tell everyone, discuss your vision about the history portal?
Well, thank you so much. That's a mouthful. It's hard act to follow. But, you know, imagine a village, okay, and it's got storefronts. It can sell swords, vitamins, clothing, whatever. But each time you go into a storefront around the village, you're asked questions. Like, who is Alan Goldberg? Who is A.J. Perry? Who is Chuck Norris? Who is Jean LaBelle? Who invented judo? What is the difference between Taekwondo and Taekwondo? Whatever. You're getting smarter, and you're smarter and smarter. Eventually, you walk out into the village, you go into the forest. Now, the forest has cranes and tigers and caves and waterfalls and all the things of virtual reality. But the hologram will appear, and it will attack you, and you have to defend yourself, and you will. And then Mako or Wisdom Warrior will appear, like the Wolverine or whoever. And he'll say, okay, Alan Goldberg, are you educated? And Alan will, of course, say, yes. Well, Mako will look at him and say, I'm sorry, Alan, you have to go back. And Alan will have to go back and learn more about martial arts in America and sport karate. And he'll get smarter and smarter. We're going to start with 50 questions, and then we'll work up to like 500. So you can imagine how smart you're going to be learning about martial arts in America. But mainly it's going to be authentic. That's important. Authentic information on martial arts in America from the 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s is whatever. And now the hologram appears again. This time it's a samurai. It's got a katana, a longsword, a wakizashi, a gunto, a tanto. And you have to defend yourself using Okinawa weapons like a tampa, nunchucks, or sai, or bow. And you do. You defeat it. Mako appears again. And he says, okay, Alan Goldberg, are you educated? This time Alan says, yes, I am. Well, guess what? He is. And Mako will take his hand and take him to a gate. The gate will open up, and we're going to have the History Journal portals. If you're a History Journal, that's what we're going to work on. We'll start with 6 in the beginning. Mike Stone, J. Pat Burleson, Alan Steen, Rick Wigginton, rest in peace. Jim Harrison, rest in peace. And Mr. Jerry Smith, the founder of the BKF. And then eventually we'll do all the History Generals. So people will go into this virtual reality and they'll understand where martial arts came from in America. And I want to say thank you to Rick Shanahan and to Mrs. Shanahan, of course, Dr. Lee, for allowing this Carter Museum to be a part of this. Thank you, Dr. Lee. And listen, Happy New Year. I mean that from the heart. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, sir.
Thank you.
Well, God bless. Sounds like a great project. I wish you guys all
Thank
the luck. If I can help you in any way, feel free to contact
We're looking
me.
Forward to it, and it's coming along. In fact, if you want more information, please go to setvr.app. setvr.app, and that'll give you a demo of what we're going to be doing. Now, for more information about the Sport Karate Museum, please go to www.sportkaratemuseum.archives.com. And for more information, we're going to have some really great things happening. May 1st, we're actually going to do a roast again of the great Al Garza. And we're going to be presenting that in Houston, Texas, May 1st. So we'll be looking forward to seeing our old friends and making new ones. And, you know, Alan, I want to tell you right off the bat, setvr.app, I want you to check it out, please, because I really want you to be involved somehow or another, because your marketing
I do have the magazine. I do have my own podcast. I do have connections.
Yeah, Jose, how's Jose doing?
Everyone's good. Yeah, Jose's doing good. I mean, we're working on some other projects also, but we'll be coming out with another issue probably in about, say, 4 months now.
Cool. Well, listen, we're going to play the Legends Name Game. This is something that Bob White, my friend from California, I invented, you know, 6 years ago. This is where I throw a name at you, and you got 2 minutes to talk about them, okay? Whether you like them or whether you don't, okay? And this is called Parts Unknown, so don't pull any punches on me, okay?
Got it.
Okay, here we go. Michael J. White.
One of the best action stars right now in the industry, and he's producing right now. Just had a new movie. He just did like a Texas Walker. And a pure gentleman. We became like brothers over the years. Great guy. Wonderful, wonderful guy.
Chuck Norris.
Chuck Norris? Oh, wow. Chuck, what could you say about Chuck except that Chuck runs the world? He's even the name in martial arts to this day. One thing that I met Chuck, years ago at the Garden, and he said to me very plain and simple, he goes, Alan, he goes, I'm a martial artist first and I'm a movie star second. And he's always kept that in his mind and always portrayed that. So I always respected that as a martial artist. Chuck was a tough cookie the other day.
Let's go down the line. Bill Wallace.
Bill, also a very dear friend. He's the face of the kick. Let's just put it that way. When you're talking about kicking, no one else comes to mind except for, you know, Bill Wallace.
How about Jeff Smith?
Jeff, the Bronx Bomber, boy. But what do they call him, actually? He was the bomber. Let me tell you something. Also, tough guy out there doing what he has to do even to this day. And we've got also very close with friends of ours. We have some mutual friends like Bernie Carrick, the police commissioner. And we both sometimes meet up and times we don't even expect it. But great guy. Great guy.
Well, let me throw in Mr. Carrick, Bernard Carrick.
Yep. Bernard, Taekwondo. Also did some work with Aaron Banks in his day. New York City Police Commissioner was up for some big jobs in the government at one time. Also, great guy. I mean, he comes to my event every year, and we became very, you know, personally involved with some other projects over the years. So,
how about our buddy Don Wilson and James?
Don, just spoke to him. Don is a great guy, and, you know, John is a real champion. Because what I say about Don, to this day, he'll still fight. He don't care what weight. If he has to wrestle, he'd even wrestle. So Don is definitely a real champion.
Yeah, his brother's not really a fighter, but a promoter, but a real sweet guy, James. You deal with him before?
Wonderful guy. Yeah, all the time. I mean, the story is with James, when he came, he was a little bit on vacation, didn't know anyone in the martial art world. And when he got out from his vacation, I actually took him under my wing in the sense that I introduced him to everyone. And he's been a staple at my event from that day on.
Let's throw a woman in there. How about Cynthia? Cynthia Rothrock.
Speak to her all the time. Wonderful person. When you get to know Cynthia, you realize that she's just a very sweet person. She just lost her mother. And I think the whole martial art world was feeling, you know, the pain also with her.
Yes. Now, someone that I've got to know in the past couple of years, and she really, really, really respects you. And she's an ex-Playboy model. Her name is Donna Keenan. How's Donna doing?
Yeah. But well, right now Donna's a little under the weather, but Donna is definitely a wonderful person. She's very supportive. I mean, there was a part there, but which we don't talk about too much on the air. But we all had a little problem with some people at one time, and Donna was involved, and we all stuck up for Donna. So she's just the type of person you want to be. You want to know. You want to be friendly with her because she's just a sweet person.
Now, because we're parts unknown, and you know me, I'm kind of a fanatic. I want to just being blunt, I know there's some people out there that you've ran into that you, not so much you don't get along with, but you know that you found out they're not real. And not saying anybody's particular name, but particularly people that were from the 70s who said they could do things like break bulletproof glass and levitate.
Well, I'll
tell you,
the name is Frank. I'll tell you, it's Frank Dukes. Anyone wants to check
okay.
out his record?
Okay.
Me and the Wolverine have talked about this a few times also. And, they got a whole group. You know what the amazing thing is? That most of the guys that are real fakes and phonies out there stick together. And we've learned that when you're real, you don't have to prove it. And you make stories up about all these things in your life. And it's not a necessary thing. I tell people all the time, I'm not a world champion. I call myself Sifu. I don't call myself Grandmaster and stuff like that. And some of these guys just have gotten nuts over the years with the titles and whatever else there is. But Frank Dukes, we put up, a group of us put up over $50,000 to find out one person that fought him. And to this day, no one's ever come forward.
Wait a minute. Let me repeat that. You put up $50,000 for anybody to come forward that said they fought him in the Kumite or anything.
Right. And there were
and
thousands
no one came
of people,
through?
Supposedly. No one came through. As a matter of fact, there was one guy that did come through who was turned out to be his personal friend. And then the guy became my friend and told me that Frank was full of shit. So.
Oh, wow. AJ, what do you think about that? AJ, what do you think about that?
Well, it is what it is.
I know that's a true story because I was also, when all that come about, supposed to hold a suitcase for somebody else with the money in it to give to him if he showed up. And I don't know if
wait
you remember
minute,
that, Professor, but that was the whole
thing. Tell me about that.
He wasn't showing up anyway, so let's just put it that way.
Yeah, Mr. Bob Wall had put up a challenge, and I was supposed to hold the suitcase with the money in it, remember?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So,
yeah.
I mean,
well,
if I
AJ,
had
do you have any ninjas in Cleveland?
If I had the suitcase with that much money in it, y'all would see me. It'd be posting pictures of me and AJ on the beach. Just, you know.
That's what I'm saying. Is there any ninjas in Florida or Ohio? Are they just in New York?
Well, there was some ninjas that threatened me, yes. I did get threatened by some ninjas, but I've yet to see them. But then again, they are ninjas, so, you know.
Couldn't
I think
see
the
them.
Last
Before
time ninjas
yeah.
run into the Marines was World War II, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. A few years ago.
Didn't work
okay,
out.
Okay, let's keep going. We mentioned a man earlier, Kerry Tagawa from Mortal Kombat. You're good friends with him. Tell me about him.
Yeah, very good. If he called me today, we were on the phone for a time. And, we were talking, actually, believe it, what we were talking about is grandchildren and children and stuff like that. But Carrie's life, Carrie will admit that he's not a great martial artist, that his martial art career is,
he's
a great
actor,
but he's nothing. But he's an actor. And,
he's very
lucky in what he's done. And Carrie, we became friends probably about 20 years ago. And we'll just call and we'll just sit on the phone and talk about nothing for hours, basically. But what a nice, nice person.
Now, some of the people that you've honored. Now, let me ask you a question. At your event, you said you got to keep up because of New York laws. What's the biggest you've ever done as far as your biggest event?
Well, our biggest banquet was 1,400 people.
Wow.
And believe me, I don't know where we fit them, but we were at full max. We're a little under 1,400.
Last year we got over 1,000 people, but we've changed the venue in the sense where we went to more of a buffet. So we had to cut tables down because of that. But we were at full max. We had no room left in the room. Eric was
now,
there last year. Eric only can tell you.
Any promoters out there that are wondering, what's the magic? What is the thing that you do that makes it different than any other event?
1 year worth of planning. And then this is what I have to tell people. I usually do 17, 18 different events in one weekend. So my trade show, which has 5-6 tournaments in it, we have over 70 different seminars. We have there's so many different things going on during the day. We have over 100 vendor spots. And I mean real vendor spots with people selling goods, all the celebrities. We've got 30 celebrities every year, if not more. And it's planning a whole year. You know, it's not like just, you know, putting something together and say, hope it happens. And my event has turned into almost a 4-day event at this point, where they come in on Thursday night, and some of them don't leave until Monday.
And you don't have it in New York. You have it in Atlantic City, correct?
Atlantic
City. What hotel
correct.
Do you use?
Yep.
What hotel?
Tropicana Hotel. Yep. Tropicana.
Now, anybody wants to get in contact with you about the event, how would they get in contact with you?
Well, you can always catch me on Facebook under Alan Goldberg, or I'll give you my number, telephone number, 718-856-8070, and I usually get back to you within a day or two.
Yes, sir. Now, again, wannabe promoters or people that want to produce an event, what is the first thing that you would share with somebody that come up to you that want to be an apprentice or someone that wanted to learn from you like I've had all these years? What would you tell them?
Well, you've got to learn to do many things, but you have to learn there's a few things that are important. You have to feed people correctly. You don't give them junk food. You want them to walk away and know that whatever you do is top of the line. People will come to my event and they can't believe the food that we do, and we pay extra money for that. If you give awards away, give out good awards. Don't give out crap. Let people be aware of that you're trying to do the right things for them. And accommodations. I mean, I run in the Tropicana Hotel. It's one of the greatest show places in the world. And people come. I mean, I'm looking at your picture right now on Facebook. I got Don the Dragon, Joe Piscopo. I've got Curtis Sleewall from the Guardian Angels there. And these guys come every year just because they want to be part of what we do, because it's just such a great location.
Now, you mentioned you have 18 different events.
Yep.
Name some of them besides the tournament and the awards.
We had five different tournaments last year. We've had over 70 seminars. We've had certification programs going on. We have a Friday night party. We have a Thursday night dinner where everyone comes down to the dinner and just big Chinese restaurant, and you know, it's not usually nice. It's maybe 100 people, but it usually starts then. It's the start of the weekend. We have a brunch on Sunday for the celebrities and other people. It's just, we just put on new things. We get new entertainment in every year. We get people coming in that you wouldn't believe that show up to the event. I've had celebrities show up and never knew my event was going on until like a week before, and then they traveled down to see what it was all about. And
right.
I say with all my celebrities, I become friends with them. It's not a manner of me, just knowing them as I hate to say, I don't pay anyone to even come. I get celebrities like Joe Piscopo to my event or Jason Statham, and I don't pay these guys. They want to be part of what we do, and
Joe a minute. Joe was, I got to meet him and actually go out to dinner with him when he did Sidekick with the Chuck Norris movie. He's
a
great guy.
Yeah, he did it down in Texas with Mike. Yeah. What was his name? Mr. Zanes? Zanes was his name?
Who?
Mr. Zanes, was it? He trained him down there?
Oh, Ed Sines.
Ed Sines, right. He was Chuck, one of Chuck's guys. I met him also one time.
Yeah, good people, good people. Now, Joe has been with you. I mean, he actually comes to your event every year, doesn't he?
Yeah. No, he's been to at least 14 of my events out of 20, depending on his schedule and what he's doing. He's a busy man, and he's very popular. He's all over the place. But I mean, tell you something, one of the nicest guys you'll ever want to meet. Wonderful, wonderful man.
Well, you're right in the middle of – you're actually in the Bronx. You're at Queen's.
No.
I'm in Brooklyn. I'm in Brooklyn.
Oh, Brooklyn. Now, how far is that from the Bronx?
It's about 20 miles.
20 miles. Now, how's New York really taken this COVID-19? How are you doing?
Terrible. I mean, sometimes it's a ghost town. I live out in Long Island now, so I'm kind of mature. But I go into my office occasionally, and I just look at the streets, and it's not the right. It's not the same.
A lot of schools are closed down.
The restaurants closed down.
Yeah, I mean, the rest of, you know, there's a lot of them open still, but they're not doing the type of business they were doing before. And, then, you know, I just a friend of mine owns a restaurant, and he said, listen, if they come in here and tell me to close them, and tell them to go drop dead, because I'm not doing it. You know?
Well, New York is right in the middle of the controversy. Now, AJ, you got anything you want to ask Mr. Goldberg?
I've just been enjoying listening, you know, his story. You know, it's got a rich background, and you know, his name speaks for itself. Plan on going to his event on 2022.
Yes. Now, let me ask you a question. Does Jacoby, Dominique, ever came to your event before? The great tanks.
Well, the funny thing about it, Dominique's instructor was my friend Dennis Gomes, who was the president of the Tropicana. That's how I got involved.
Yeah, that
and
is awesome.
We've always you know, met and seen each other over the years, but his student, Kobe's student, was my connection to get into Atlantic City.
Wow, cool. Well, thank you for playing the legend name again. Now, a few years back, we got to honor Michael DePasquale Jr. We roasted him in New Jersey.
I remember.
And you were there. Now, how did you enjoy the Legends? Was that a fun night for you?
That was great. I had a great night. I think, if I'm not mistaken, that's Wesley Snipes was there, correct?
Who?
No, Wesley Snipes was one of the other ones you did, I remember.
No, Wesley was
in
the
Ohio.
One we did when you got the – you were the first person to receive the Ed Parker Mahalo Award, by the way.
Right.
And that was Wesley's – that was when Michael DePasquale – his dad promoted me to my ninth son.
Right.
Yes, you were at both of them. Yes. And we did. Do you still go to Arnold's event?
Oh, yeah. Well, I was running the Arnold for 15 years, and I was doing his tournaments with Tokyo Hill, and now I'm on the board of directors with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Thanks,
so I get to go, and I get to have a great time because, you know, you get to be, well, like a guy like Mark Henry, a friend of mine, we go down together and all the celebrities come down and hang out with us. Dan Severn's with us, and just a whole bunch of great celebrities. And
yeah,
Arnold's
Dan,
nice
the bad guy, the coward. Now,
I know.
Wolverine's doing. Yeah, he's doing it. So, well, I can't tell you, Alan, how much I appreciate being on the show tonight and sharing with everybody going on. And you're doing a new podcast on a new network. Tell me about that.
Yeah, well, I got involved with a gentleman named Lou Velasquez, who owns, or one of the owners, of a group called Viral Hive, actually, the spelling. And it's a copy of Zoom, but it's American-made, and the program has a lot more features in it. And guess what? It doesn't cost you anything. Zoom usually gives you some free. It gives you some free time, and then they charge you. Where Vero Hive, and we're doing it at a Vero Town Hall right now. We're starting back up at the show. We're taking a break for this week. But next week we start back up again. And we can get have, 8-9 people on the show at the same time and virtually see each other. And we
that
get some great
fun.
People who are involved with.
I was on it, a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, you were on about 3 weeks ago you were on. Then we had Jesse Bowen on also.
Yeah, yes, exactly. So. Well, you know what? Again, I want to thank you for being on the show tonight. Now, AJ, you want to say anything to Alan before he leaves?
Oh, it's, you know, great catching up with him. And, you know, we hung out over the Poconos in Columbus, and it's great to hear his voice again.
Yeah, thank you, sir.
How about Wolverine?
You're a pure gentleman, so.
Yeah.
Well, you want to say anything to Alan before we leave?
Yeah, it was good to hear you again, sir, and hope to see you soon. I know we get to see each other quite a bit, but I hadn't got to see you in a while with all this craziness going on. But
I know.
Like I say, tonight I'm working on some Patriot stuff and through the week. So my word to everyone is just be be expecting the unexpected in the next few weeks. Just
God bless
you, ready for whatever. So.
Well, have your AR ready. That's right. There you go. Now
you can do that all.
Eric,
time, yeah.
Eric, did
yeah,
you
I'm
hang
here.
Up or are you still there? Okay, you want to say
I'm
anything to
here.
Alan before we go?
I'm listening to
you want to say say something to Alan before we go?
Yeah, Sifu Alan Goldberg is one of the most unique gentlemen I know. He's very generous and very humble. And, you know, everybody want to take something, but he give. That's a big difference. So
okay,
I have
put,
a lot of respect
put the
for
check
him.
In the mail to Eric, okay? The check's in the mail.
No problem.
There you go. Well, I want to say something to everybody. Eric, Alan, Dean, AJ, Dr. Lee. Happy New Year. I mean that. Next
year's
going to be
year.
10 times better. Yeah.
Everyone should have a healthy
New
Year. That's the most important.
You guys have been
right
such
now.
A big inspiration to me. And a big shout out to Hansi, Jesse Bowen, too. And everybody that's been on the network for the past 6 years. We're looking forward to 2021 being bigger and better. And we'll have some incredible guests. But Alan, thank you for being on the show tonight. Thank you so
my
much,
honor.
Sir.
My honor.
Well, God bless
my
you.
My honor.
And I'll talk to you real soon. Guys, good night. And as we always say every week, we say it every week, guys. Mahalo and aloha. Good night, everybody.
Mahalo. Aloha.
Happy New Year.
Good night. Happy New Year.
Happy New
Year.
Happy
New Year, Bobby.
Good night. Happy New Year,
guys.
Happy New Year.